Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Obie. Doug is the author of Money in the Human Condition. Doug, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Well, you can simply go to DougObie.com, and you'll find the book there. You can buy it on Amazon.
O-B-E-Y.
Correct.
His last name. Go ahead.
And it would be Douglas. You'd want to look up DouglasObie.com.
Okay, so check that out. And, of course, I know it's available at where books are sold, Amazon, et cetera. Money in the Human Condition, folks, is the name of the book. So one of the things that I think we're going to get a major lesson in, I want to get your thoughts on this, Doug, that the country, if not the world, in my opinion, is going to get a major dramatic demonstration of in the next between 3 weeks ago and the next 9 months is our year. Is just the dynamism of animal spirits in the marketplace, just the emotional part. I mean, look what Carrier has already done, and Trump isn't even president yet.
Right.
When you make business owners, either big companies or little companies, when you make them believe that the government, A, is not going to be, is on your side, and two, is not going to be walking around handing out gotchas, trying to be in your faces and in your way all the time. When you have those two kinds of things coming out of Washington that are positive, all the government has to do is get out of the way and collect the tax revenue. What do you think?
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better. The only thing in that description that I'm concerned about is that the stock market right now is already very overvalued.
Oh yeah, no, there's no question. It's a bubble.
I don't know how much further it can go, even though what you said is so true, that people are very excited about the potential of regulations being reduced, if not eliminated, and businesses being allowed to be the entrepreneurial engine that we so embrace in this country again. Whereas mm-hmm. before, you're absolutely right. The administration they clamped down. They looked for every way to stop the small business owner. And so to have that totally reversed, 360 degrees, it's very exciting.
The anti-business, and I've been saying this, I've said this many times, Doug, the anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington have literally put a lid on the economic performance of this country. For the United States, there is no way that in a natural world, the United States economy should truck along at less than 2% average over 8 years. That is not a natural scenario. Only an artificially influenced economy would be held back to that level.
I absolutely agree with you, and the liberal economists that have been propping up this administration's thoughts will blame that more on our debt and the growing weight of that, and that we've already reduced rates to a lowest levels ever seen in our history, and so there's no further to go, and that's why we're stuck in this low mm-hmm. growth. But I absolutely agree with you. If he simply brings the corporate tax rate down to 15% and then doesn't add any more regulations, reduces what he can, this country will be exactly what you say, what it should be. Mm-hmm. It'll blossom. We will be a magnet.
We've never had a recovery that lasted this long. It's always gone into an expansion after a much shorter period of time.
I wouldn't call this a recovery.
Well, I'm being generous.
Stagnation.
You're probably right, but the point is, it's whatever happens before an expansion, which we haven't had. And I'm predicting that we're going to have one of those next year. Hey, Doug, thanks again for being here. DouglasOBE.com, OBEY.com, is that right?
Correct.
DouglasOBE, and the book is called Money and the Human Condition, ladies and gentlemen. Find it wherever books are sold. Hey, Doug, good job today. Come back soon.
Be my pleasure, Jim.
Doug Obi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.